Watson.
Jedna, dvě, tři, čtyři, pět, co sto kůže, co sto svět, brambury pečený, ty já mívám večeři, brambury pečený, ty já mívám večeři.
Welcome to Czech by Numbers, Radio Prague's own Czech language program in which we explore Czech numbers in everyday speech. Today, Dita will help me through lesson number 12.
Lekce číslo 12.
The number 12,
12,
has been an important number in the history of humankind. Some ancient civilizations counted in the duodecimal system,
dvanáctková soustava,
where 12 is used as a base rather than 10. A few remnants of the duodecimal system are still present in our lives today. For example, the year has 12 months.
Rok má 12 měsíců.
The day is divided into 24 hours.
Den má 24 hodin.
And some languages have special words for a group of 12 objects or people, including Czech and English. Dozen is
tucet
in Czech. The word
půl tucet
means six, and
veletucet
means 12 dozen, that is 144. The saying
dvanáct do tuctu
literally means 12 to a dozen, and it means that something is so common that you can find 12 in every dozen. From that expression, an adjective was derived
tuctový,
meaning common, cheap, or ordinary. Going back to counting time, 12 midnight is
půlnoc,
and midday is
poledne.
Last week we mentioned a saying which exists both in English and Czech, but the two use a different number. English speakers say that something happened at the 11th hour. In Czech we say
za pět minut dvanáct,
or
za minutu dvanáct,
at 5 or even 1 minute to 12. The figure of 12 is
dvanáctka.
The word is most often used to signify a type of Czech beer, but it also means a 12-hour shift. The word
dvanácterák
means a stag with 12 pointed antlers, a rare occurrence, but one that appears in many fairy tales, as well as
dvanáctihlavá saň,
a dragon with 12 heads. And finally, also related to the number 12, is a part of the digestive system.
Dvanáctník
or
dvanácterník
is duodenum, and the name comes originally from a Greek word describing the organ as 12 inches long. And that's it for today. We'll be back next time with more. Till then,
naschledanou! And in case you've just tuned in, you're listening to Radio Prague's English service.